Okay, we're recording. The first thing I'd like you to do is give me your name and title. Where are you from?
I'm Sam Holland, Executive Secretary for the South Dakota Animal Industry Board, and as such, State Veterinarian there in South Dakota.
All right, very good. Now, here at the ID Info Expo, we're talking about, I guess there's a lot of industry people here coming together, discussing the implementation of a national animal identification system. You had some, practical, common sense suggestions as far as the implementation of this system nationwide. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think some of the, as I attempted to say, what is common sense in terms of national ID, I think it's important that we recognize and continue to recognize, going back to these meetings in 1986 and 7, that there's really two specific driving forces for good animal ID. One would be the market and the incentives that various markets provide to the producer. The one that, of course, I'm primarily interested in is the need for animal ID in terms of animal health and protecting the health of our animals and the security of our food.
Now, do you think that there are already programs in place that can help us implement animal ID faster and easier?
Absolutely. We see, in the cattle industry, in the swine industry also, but probably more as I'm familiar with the cattle industry, we see a slowly growing incentive in the marketplace for calves that are identified primarily to verify such things as production methods, source, age, quality characteristics. That they've been growing greatly in the last 2-3 years, really. Animal health, we've had good ID systems in this country going back to the 1930s and 40s. The concern is that we are losing those because from the main standpoint, the industry's just been too successful in eradicating diseases and haven't had the need now to maintain the ID systems that were associated with those disease eradication programs. But the foundation is there. We've got the ear tags that we've been using. We've got databases in place that we've been and continue to use, but on a downward trend because we haven't had the need for them to trace animals for brucellosis, for example, or for TB. But we can build on that. We can go back. And one of my suggestions for common sense is to go back and look at using those systems that are there. The ear tagging on bite off a segment of the cattle industry that we can get our arms around. Look at the breeding herd for animal health. That's where we really need ID. We're playing, kind of Russian roulette in this country when we do surveillance, when we can't adequately trace back animals that we may find with a disease. And in the event we have a serious foreign animal disease or BSE is always a good example to go back to, but I like to refer, and I did yesterday, to even cases of TB. We're not totally free of TB in this country. And if we find an animal with TB at slaughter and are unable to trace it because we've given up the little silver metal ear tag or the back tagging system that we've traditionally used in this country, we're placing our industry at risk. So I'd say my common sense suggestion was go back to the fundamentals, use what we have, and then as technology evolves, and it won't be long, and we'll elect probably to switch to total electronic ID and data capture and storage by electronic means.
What do you think shouldn't be done?
What shouldn't be done, I don't think, is to expect, number one, that we can design and immediately implement an ID system that's all-encompassing for all segments of the industry and all species groups. We need to target the implementation of a good ID system towards segments of the industry at a time. I don't think we can expect that every segment of every industry is going to find one solution to the ID problem or the ID concerns in the country. So I don't think we can expect that. I don't think we can expect that we're ever going to have every person involved in the industry totally supportive of programs that we move forward, whether it's animal health programs, whether it's ID programs or whatever, trade agreements. Then we're going to see fringe groups. And as we see those fringe groups on the sidelines that have different agendas maybe than the consensus in the animal industry, they're going to make comments, and we need to listen to them. We live in America, and they deserve to be heard. But we don't need to be intimidated by them. I think we need to recognize that they'll have their comments, but we also need to recognize that they, in the end run, will not play a meaningful part in the decision making as we continue to move agriculture and our food supply system forward.
As a state vet in South Dakota, where does animal ID stand at this point in your state?
Well, I've said from the beginning that new systems, as were proposed in the original U.S. Animal Identification Plan, South Dakota probably wouldn't take the lead. We thought it was, and I think our industry, I work for the industry, an industry board, the Animal Health Agency in our state. I think they saw and we saw that the initial USAIP was a good plan, all-encompassing plan. But it was a little too aggressive in attempting to implement it nationwide for all categories of animals at once. We really didn't see the need for government to get involved in the identification for marketing purposes of the steer and heifer segment, for example, of the cattle industry. We do see the need for good animal ID on the breeding herd. In fact, in our state, to protect our industry, industry has supported, and we do have mandatory identification for breeding cattle that change hands in South Dakota. So we sure see the need for animal ID. But for government to be involved in setting up regulatory programs for marketing purposes for branded beef programs or alliance, I think that should be up to the marketplace in those branded programs.
How do you think USDA is responding to and listening to the concerns of the industry regarding national animal ID?
You know, the USDA has a tremendous responsibility over such a broad range of subjects involving agriculture, from plant to animals to food safety, as we all know. And ID is, even though it's a significant part, it's just a part of their broad responsibility, and I'm sure they feel challenged, number one, at trying to recognize what the consensus of the industry in this country is and still meet their mandate of protecting the safety and the security of the food supply for our country. Some of us, and I'm one, feels that there hasn't been recognized by USDA, or the recognition that there needs to be a clear distinction between animal ID for animal health and marketing. I think that's been smudged a little bit within USDA also at the highest levels. I don't think they really recognize, or at least haven't come out and provided clear leadership of government's role for animal health and not for marketing. We also think ultimately for animal health, the industry recognizes a voluntary program probably won't fit the bill. It won't be a meaningful and really effective ID program for animal health until we have 100% or virtually 100% participation. And I think at some point industry has to communicate that clearly to USDA, and then USDA has to move forward with those directions.
In that regard, how effective or important do you think the role the NIAA plays in the whole National Animal ID system and implementation?
Well, the National Institute of American Agriculture, NIAA, is of course, at the heart of the whole thing and has been. I mentioned yesterday that I can recall coming to NIAA meetings 20 years ago. In fact, recently I went back and reviewed the minutes of the ID committee meeting for NIA meetings in 1986, 87, 88, and 89. And it was interesting. We were discussing, the committees were at that time, the very things we are today. We've come a long ways in terms of recognizing the need for better ID. We've come a long ways in technology. We've also gone a long ways in reducing those long-standing ID programs we've had in those 20 years. And getting that's getting critical, but at the same time, the needs are getting more critical. The progress made through the NIAA and their committees and all the participants is getting us better positioned to implement what's needed. And out of these meetings will come eventually a consensus. We know that, and that's what America's built on.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Holland.
Thank you.